Whoa, it's always a good time, good time, good time. Well, that, of course, is Owl City with Carly Rae Jepsen. And if it's what I told my reflection while downing half a bottle of Tums during a particularly powerful anxiety attack on the evening before this episode, then this must be Dale Radio. And I, of course, am your host, Dale Seaver, and you're listening to a special bonus edition of Some Things I Enjoy, coming to you, as always, from the foul banks of the Gowanus. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, here's what makes it so special. Not only were we on the banks of the Gowanus, we slid right on down into the old Gowani on a warm and powerful July day. Three of us got in there. Marie Lorenz, who runs the Tide and Current Taxi Project all through New York waterways, and Jenny Harder, who's an actress and a musician and a great performer, and let me tell you something, all-around good sport is what Jenny is. She had to play the trumpet for us under some pretty dire circumstances, so my appreciation goes out to both of them for making such an enjoyable time. And here we went down there to 2nd Street, and we dropped in to Marie's boat, and we paddled on out. So I gotta say, it was a beautiful day, much to my surprise, and we had a good time. Let me just warn you, though, this being a recording that happens out in the world, you're definitely going to notice that it was a windy day out there, is what I want to tell you, and you're going to hear it. The wind is probably our additional guest on the on this episode, the fourth person in the boat, as it was. I hope that you'll put up with a little bit of that with this, and some, of course, you got some cars and helicopters and whatnot going on, because this is real, ladies and gentlemen. This is as real as it gets. So we're out there, but I really can't stress, it was a beautiful day. We all made it back safe and sound. Not a drop of water, if you can call it that, anywhere in the boat. And I didn't have to do a real heavy scrub when I got home or anything. So we had I did. I didn't have to, but I did. But everything worked out okay. And nothing a little whiskey cleanse couldn't take care of. So I didn't pair the podcast with anything, because we were on a boat, and by God, I wanted my wits about me. But I did take a nice shot of whatever was left over there in the corner, and that fortified me throughout. So my thanks to all the people that showed up and set us off with great fanfare. That was really nice of you. And anyhow, here it is. Enjoy this episode, and have a great summer. Jenny Harder on the trumpet, playing right in my face. That's the only thing that could make a trip down the Gowanus more pleasurable. Oh my goodness, how we doing? Here's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We've just set off down the mighty Gowani. Marie Lorenz is our captain behind me. Say hello, Marie.
Hi.
Okay, don't jostle us. We're floating by some kind of trash barge there. That looks nice. That's beautiful. It's 98 degrees, but it feels like probably 100. So it's perfect sailing conditions out here. The tide is coming in, and we've left 2nd Street and are now sailing up to some of the bridges. And we'll get into some of this, why we're doing this. And
Let's get into it. You okay, Marie? I want to check in with you in terms of if I need to do anything.
No, it's going great.
Okay, I'm glad you feel that way. Jenny, we'll get back to you in a second. You feeling okay? I know you're nervous. You got goggles on, so you should be okay. Marie, what made you want to do this? Because let's remember, this was your idea.
Well, I just thought, you know, Dale should really experience the Gowanus from, you know, it's very epicenter here, right inside the Gowanus Canal.
My goodness, we're just about there, aren't we?
Yeah.
This is a beautiful way to start, too. How long have you been doing this, Marie?
Well, I've been doing my project, the Tide and Current Taxi, since 2005. So this will be, I guess, the seventh summer that I've taken people out in the boat, the waterways of New York.
And not, all, of course, all in the Gowanus, but you've been out here a couple times. Is that right?
Uh-huh, I have.
And you're having a focus on trash this season. Is that right?
Well, yeah, every year I have, like, a theme that I focus on. Sometimes I go to places, inaccessible places. Sometimes I take long rides through the tributaries that connect to the East River. And this year I wanted to look at all different kinds of flotsam and jetsam and garbage that collects in the harbor. And so the Gowanus is a great place to look for that.
We're seeing some of that flotsam and jetsam now, aren't we? Passing us by. And so the project is called what?
It's called the Tide and Current Taxi.
The Tide and Current Taxi. And the tide's coming in now, isn't it?
It is.
And you started this, and you made this boat?
Yes, I did.
What are you making out of?
It's made from plywood and fiberglass.
Well, that seems like regulation materials. I think we'll be a class you didn't say oatmeal or something like that. You know what I mean? You got to be careful with some of these homegrown operations.
That is true.
But you've never had any incident, right? You're okay?
Any incident?
Yeah, you know, nothing's gone bad.
Well, now.
Sometimes things happen, I guess is what you're saying. But let's not talk about that because Jenny will freak out.
Yeah.
And you see, this is what we're talking about. They got porta potties. We're going past the scenic porta potties here. And then they got a little dance thing that happens over there. You didn't know about that, Marie?
There's also a gang of children throwing rocks at us. You see this coming up on
Oh, that's terrific.
The natives are getting restless here along the bank.
Hi, kids. How you? Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness, well this is independent. All right, well maybe we'll calm down the rock throwing. I wasn't counting on that. Let's just put it that way. Jenny, how you doing? You feel okay?
Oh yeah.
All right, her face betrays that comment, ladies and gentlemen. So Marie, what got you interested in doing this, to building a boat?
Well, I've been doing it since I was in college at the Rhode Island School of Design, actually.
Sure, I've heard of it. A good place up there.
Yeah, yeah. It was when we were in school there was the whole downtown was just a construction site with all these crazy canals disappearing in under the city, and so I started making boats to navigate those canals.
Sure, sure. And what did you find down there? Anything good?
It's a lot like this, actually. A really polluted industrial waterway.
Just warms the heart. Mr. Big Stuff, I got it. Just because I'm a little heavy set. No, I took your meaning. And that's the party. They're having a good time. They can go back to throwing rocks now. You guys didn't see any carcasses yet, have you?
Nope.
Do we need to duck here, Marie?
Yeah, we need to duck a little bit.
I wish this life preserver was maybe a little less tight. We okay? I feel good. I tell you, folks, I'm wearing my Lucky Lawrence Welk show hat.
Actually, you guys can come up now. We're under the bridge.
Oh, look at this. Now, what happens if a car goes over while we're under here?
It'll probably be loud, but...
Here we go. That's amazing. Well, this is exciting. Are you excited, Jenny? I'm glad. Now, I'm not paddling at all. Do you need me to paddle, or are we okay?
We're fine.
All right.
We need help on the way back.
Okay. Now, as the tide comes in, are we going to have to duck further?
Yeah, we might have to duck a little further.
Okay. Okay. I think we'll be okay. That's all right. I like being close to people. And you come from a long line of seafaring people?
Well, my my dad was in the Marine Corps, and he liked to canoe and sail, so... So yeah, we did a lot of water adventures as a kid.
And where'd you grow up?
Well, he was in the military, so I grew up all over the U.S.
Ah, one of those brats.
One of those brats.
I see. Where was your? But where was most of the stuff?
Most of it was Southern California.
Southern California. We spent some time out there. It's a nice place to be. They got some gnarly little waterways out there too.
They do.
Because water shouldn't really be down there, I guess. Now what's that? Seaweed? You ever encounter anything down here that you're just baffled by?
Well, the trip out a couple days ago was particularly disgusting. It was right after a rain, and we saw just a solid mass of bloated rat carcasses.
There you go. Yeah, that would do it for me. I tell you, you posted some of those pictures, and it got me thinking about it. In all honesty, I was nervous about this.
Yeah, but it's and, not too bad, right?
This is a lovely little trip, I think. This is beautiful, and we get to see the great, what are these, Verizon trucks?
with
their beautiful cranage and all kinds of beautiful flora growing up there along the banks. Now, I happen to know that this place was, it didn't smell very good as soon as people were here. As early as the 20s and all that kind of thing, it was just a stinky little canal. And they found some old turbines and things that had stopped in the 60s, but people had tried to put them in to alleviate the smell from out here. But I got to say, it doesn't smell too bad right now.
No, it's not too bad.
You smell anything, Jenny?
Nothing.
It's okay. And how many people you take out on these kind of things, or have you taken out?
Oh, there's been probably 100 people that have come out on the boat, maybe a little over 100.
And to be clear, you go all over New York?
Yeah, I go all over New York and I study the tidal currents and I take people request rides and then I study the tidal charts and I take them based on the influx of the tidal currents.
Fascinating. And you see some beautiful things then, huh?
Yeah, it's really pretty.
This is pretty, too. There's a great octopus and the sea man on the thing. We don't have any other traffic down here, right?
Nope.
Okay. So I'm glad we had it on a Sunday, a nice relaxed day. It's one of my favorite bridges up here because it matches my suit. I love it. So people can sign up and go with you?
That's right.
That's how I did it. I kind of knew the answer to that one. Sometimes that's how it is, isn't it? You go into the river, though, too, on the East River?
Yep, I do.
Seems a little, is it dangerous?
Well, I have a lot of experience staying out of the shipping lanes, and I know where the security zones are, so it's not too dangerous, but there's always a risk. I mean, boating in a large shipping channel like that, there's always a certain amount of risk.
Sure. Have you seen the Gowanus change over the many times you've come down here?
Well, you know, what we're looking at right now hasn't changed in a long time, but the neighborhood around it has gotten...
Creative types.
A lot more creative types.
Yeah, moving in. Jenny, do you live near here?
I do.
Oh, that's great. You're part of it. Have you lived there for a while?
I have.
Oh, well, so okay. You got some okay DNA. Are these other boaters up here? Oh, no, sorry. My eyes have deceived me. It's the fumes.
No, those are the buoys that are holding the flushing. There's like an aeration tunnel that they're trying to, pump oxygen or something into the canal. So those buoys are holding up the aeration tubes.
That's part of the Superfund?
You know, I don't really know that much about it. I'm not totally sure.
Might just be there. Aeration. Sounds nice.
We're getting near the...
Oh, we're getting near the places? All this industrial waste and all that's been down there.
Maybe Jenny should play a little trumpet song under this bridge. I bet it would be a nice echo.
That'd be beautiful and a good idea. Thank you, Marie. That's why you're the captain. You up for that, Jenny?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to wait till we get that. That's what I see is happening. Okay.
Oh,
no, that's
right.
No, that's okay. I didn't know. So I was holding, but then nothing was...
We're just taking in the nice times.
Smelling the air.
It's really getting powerful now. Now's the time you want to play a wind instrument. Take a deep breath. Jenny, that was amazing, and made all the more remarkable for the foulness of the air that you had to just play that through, Marie. I feel like you don't like the trumpet very much, and that's why you had suggested she play it at that moment. My God, that's impressive. But now what's this? It ends up here, huh? We've got a little snake.
Well, this is a, like a bear, like
a barrier reef is what they call this. Oh, well, by all means, let's not check that out.
Don't you want to see what's on the other side of that?
I'm okay. Do you want to go out to where the air is a little fresher?
Yeah, sure, we can do that.
Let's do that. I don't need to see an oil rich. I mean, as fond as I am of them, and boy, I've spent my whole life chasing the fabled oil retention pits of the Gowanus, it feels like, but I'll be okay. Of course, there's the great wolf tits. an inkhead. Yeah, tag, that's what they call it, the graffiti or the ink. That appears in a number of my promos, so I'm happy that it's there. I don't know what it's endorsing, but I'll go along with it. Now, Jenny, how long you been playing trumpet?
Since I was 9.
Since you were 9? You ever do anything like this? You ever do it on a boat?
Well, I've never done it on a rowboat.
Uh-huh. Is that okay to call this a robo?
Sure, sure.
Okay.
I think I did it on, played music on a barge once.
Sure.
In Boston.
That's a nice place to do it.
Yeah.
Protesting something?
You know, it's interesting. I'm part of a radical street band.
Yeah.
And this was like a conglomeration of anarchist marching bands. And so I think, and also, yes, it was Occupy Wall Street, but it was in Boston, so I guess it was Occupy Boston was going on.
Ah, see, I had a feeling. I had a feeling that's what happens when you get a person such as yourself on a barge and asked to perform. And you're part of a marching band. You got a lot of different projects. Let's just establish that. You're part of what's it called?
It's called Hungry March Band.
Hungry March Band. How many people are in that?
You know, it fluctuates. Whoever's in town and whoever is available to go to the different gigs. But I would say there's roughly about 15 members that show up to each gig, and at least 3 members of the Pleasure Society, which are the dancers.
Well, that sounds nice. Yeah. What do they do?
The Pleasure Society gets the audience going. So, you know, we play a lot of parties, and they get the kids dancing. And then, you know, at late parties, they just get people doing the dance moves, or they just kind of get everybody excited about the music.
Hey, Marie, make a note. we need to get the Pleasure Society going on here. But that's, and so, and will you perform all over town?
All over town, all over the world, actually. They tend
That's lovely. Y'all get on a van or something?
Right now, our bass drummer does have a van. We just went down to Bogota, Colombia, and obviously we flew. But they had transportation for us at the Ibero-American Theater Festival. So.
You gotta look into boats. I see the whole marching band on a fleet. You make a couple more of these, Marie?
Yeah.
Is this the only one you got?
No, I have a couple more.
All right. Is this one called anything?
I just refer to it as the taxi.
The taxi. Well, we'll refer to it as that too, won't we? And but you also got a solo project happening. Is that true? Well, what is that? Maybe it's not solo. Is the? Hold on. We got a truck there. All right.
It's a vaudeville act.
A vaudeville act.
In my mind, it started out solo. But then when I performed it at a clown open mic, it kind of bombed. So I kind of thought, well, what would make this better? And so I got some musical collaborators with me.
To be fair, those clown rooms, those are tough.
Crowd.
That's a tough audience.
To make some clowns laugh.
You trained in that, clowning?
I didn't train in clowning until recently. I took some private classes. I went to NYU Tisch for acting.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think clowning was a part of the curriculum.
Well, we got to write a petition or something. Send some letters in. Get some clowning going. You okay paddling, Marie?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay. I get nervous back there. And what is this project called? The one that you figured out? You got the musicians going with it.
I call it Bathtub Jen. And now that I
Bathtub
have more
Jen. That's nice. I got it.
Now that I have more people in it, I call it Bathtub Jen Speakeasy.
Oh, it's a little bit more elaborate. And how many people are in there?
Right now it's three.
And what makes it a vaudeville act?
It's vaudeville because it's a combination of old-time music, slapstick, physical comedy, and stand-up comedy. So that's what I consider.
There you and you do a whole show?
Right now we're putting together vignettes, and hopefully we'll host variety shows.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, as a group, kind of like, I don't know, kind of like the Muppet Show, like you see the backstage shenanigans.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
You also see what they present to the audience.
That's great. That's yeah. great. I watch a lot of that Muppet program. Watch a lot of that.
You can have celebrity guests.
Yeah, you should. You should. Gowanus celebrity, any celebrity.
Damn, no.
Like, I'm not fishing, Marie, you understand? And Teddy, you catch my drift. We're drifting a little bit. Now we're going to go back under the bridge where we get to duck, which is exciting to me. Well, I don't want you to be, unless you can pick up what they're playing at the dance party. No, let's save it till the end, I think. And so that's just got going. Are you getting albums and things? What's the goal with that, to get the show?
Other people's shows before we get our own. So right now, there's a gentleman by the name of Trav SD, and he is a curator.
There always is, isn't there?
He wrote a book a couple years back called No Applause, Just Throw Money, The History of Vaudeville. And he likes to put together variety shows. So in this year's New York Musical Theater Festival in Midtown at the end of this month, he's going to have a show called Travesties of 2010. And so it's going to be...
Of 2010?
I'm sorry, Travesties of 2012.
Okay,
I think he
right.
did it last year,
okay.
obviously called all 2011. Right. And he might have done it in 2010, too. But, you know, he's got a ventriloquist, he's got clowns, obviously. He's got vaudeville
Is it Carla or somebody else?
It is Carla.
Oh, Carla. What, you know about her, Marie?
No.
She's a rock and roll ventriloquist. Yeah, go back through the archives and listen to some of the old Dale radio for our next trip. Yeah, I'm going to spend some time with her over there. She's delightful. That dummy is creepy. Cecil, I don't know, but he kind of got a bad attitude. I don't like that fella so much, but she does a good job. Well, that's fun. And when's that show? You going to be part of that?
Mm-hmm.
When's that show coming? It's coming up?
Yeah, I think it opens on the 19th of July.
19th
of
July.
Until the 28th.
That's a good little run.
Yeah.
And you do other things. You do little independent films and acting and all that still.
Acting is my main squeeze, I guess. I always do independent theater. I used to produce it back in 2004. I started a company, and then we partnered with Horse Trade, which owns a couple of spaces in Manhattan, and produced theater for many years. And now I just mainly focus on the acting. So I act out at the Brick in Williamsburg.
You're going to want to get ready to duck soon. If my eyes are behind you, it's just because I want to make sure we get you underneath this little bridge again. But we'll get in close then for this discussion about the acting company. What was it called?
The management.
The management. Oh, sure. There it is, Israel. There we are. One more. Well, these folks are really relaxing over here, aren't they? We did it. We did it. And we stay quiet, too, during it. I just want, that gives you a sense of our nerves, I think, a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a, this isn't an easy road by any means. No, I think we're carcass free so far, Marie. You lucked out the other day. You saw them all. But boy, I like how the Gowanus is reflecting off of your trumpet there, Jenny. That's just, it's beautiful. You ought to get a picture of that sometime. Marie, you may want to grab that when you... Sometime. I don't want to cause us any harm. There you go. See, I'm thinking about you. Thinking about you back there, rowing away. So now we're headed out to the... We have a lot of fun out here, and the people are just jamming and slow grooving to things, which I like to do, of course, on my time off on a hot summer day. I'll head out to a super fun site and put on some slow jams. Some what? A heron is out there?
A fishing bird that just flew into that tree.
My goodness, a lot of... What do you see the most of, Marie?
What was that?
What do you see the most of? Fish? Birds?
There's so many birds, it's crazy. I mean, there's a lot of herons and egrets and, of course, seagulls and even, like, night herons and some all kinds of fishing.
Ooh, night herons.
And osprey.
Sure.
All kinds of things that hunt along the water.
Probably less so over here, though.
Well, just you think? Try that. You might see it too.
All right, my eyes are open. Mostly focused on not splashing. But they're open. And Jenny, all that stuff you can get on the website somewhere?
Yeah, it's just my name, jenniferharder.com.
That links it all together, doesn't it? That's nice. Just about everybody has that now, Marie. Do you know that?
What?
These websites, just your name. You ask anybody, you have a website? Yeah, it's my name. I don't even need to ask anymore is what I'm getting at. But I do, just so people know. I think people are pretty adept at figuring out stuff.
It's unfortunate for all the other people named me, though.
That's true. You got in there right early. I know. Anybody else trying to have a show called Dale Radio? In fact, there is one. It's a Spanish language one.
Radio?
Well, it's Radio Dale, and they do. It's. I should. I'd like to get into that.
What's that?
Oh, that's always a dangerous question. Is it a glob? Gowanus glob of sludge. And there's a little, let's just describe it. There's a little sheen or something on the surface. We're a little closer to the surface than I thought we would be. I think that's just, whenever I see a boat, I forget that it sinks in a little bit. Now, how are you doing, Marie? Do you need me to paddle a little bit? I can take a break for a second, and we can get you where you need to be. How's it going up there? Are you part of the party? Looks good. Looks like a nice time.
Ship change.
All right.
Well, it's that.
Is it something stuck on there?
Like a deterrent for people trying to get into the party for free.
We don't want any freeloaders on the Gowanus. Marie, is this legal what we're doing?
Yes.
Oh, that's a good thing. Mostly where you go is legal?
Yeah, when I'm out on the water, it's always legal. Sometimes I have to do a little trespassing to get in and out of the water. We didn't do any trespassing today, but sometimes I have to sort of slip over a fence or go through private property to get in and out of the water.
Yeah.
But once we're out on the water, have life preservers, and are staying out of the shipping lanes, we're totally legal.
Sounds good. That's a relief. Though I admit to you, I like to feel a little bit like an outlaw.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to retain a little bit of that.
Well, we can go out into the shipping lane if you want to.
No. That'll be all right. I can feel it inside. Is that a tire or a beaver? Gee, it seems like it's holding water pretty well.
Yeah, it's doing all right.
You you said there was a little leak in here, I got nervous, like maybe I'd have to get another boat to put around this one. To work on some project some weekend. Where do you build the things?
I built this one at a wood shop where I used to work.
Oh, that's pretty. Is that your main job?
It was my main job.
What do you do now?
I teach.
Oh, that's terrific. Where about?
I teach at Yale.
That's not a bad gig.
Yeah,
it seems to me. Let me know if they need a podcast instructor up there. That's not too bad. Well, that's great. You had a nice write-up recently, didn't you, in the New York magazine?
That's right.
Jerry Saltz?
Yeah.
He's a fan, huh? You take him out?
Yeah, I wish. He should come out.
He didn't go out?
No, never.
He just likes the idea of it.
Yeah, he likes the idea.
I want you to, if you ever see him, you tell him, I did it. I went out.
I'll tell him Dale went out.
I'm not just saying you're a great person and that this is an interesting project. We're paying our dues here, Jerry. That's we're risking our life and probably sexual transmitted diseases by going down here. There's one thing I don't need another of.
You should have worn underwear.
It's so hot, Jenny. I don't like to wear underwear when it's this hot. That's one thing. And now you're having fun with our audience. I do have some shorts on, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, my summer wear is on. Nice lightweight shirt. Still a tie, though. You got to look sharp, even on the Gowanus. So you don't want to be a slacker. Now, how much more? Where do we go now, Marie?
Well, it depends on what you guys want. I mean, we could poke out. We could go under this next bridge and go a little further, or we could. This is where we put in right here. This is our dog.
I want to see a carcass.
You want to see a carcass? I could take you to a carcass.
I don't want to see, you know, I don't need a wall of them. But, you know, if there's something interesting happening a little further down, I'd be okay.
Right.
If Jenny's okay. Are you okay?
Oh,
she's got the carcass chant, ladies and gentlemen. This is exciting. We're going to go look for some carcasses. We've got the... Oh, I meant to bring the T-shirt gun to shoot some T-shirts out to our fans on the back there of the dock. That's all right. We don't need the T-shirt gun. They'll survive.
Right now, the only thing, yep. Dale, yep. If we're going to go a little further,
yes.
I might need you to paddle.
I'd happily do that.
Now, do you think you could, like, hold the mic and the paddle at the same time? How do you think you do it?
Well, sure. I can hand it off to Jenny.
Oh, that's
she can
idea.
Hold it, and
that's
it'll just
idea.
Pick up whatever.
That's a good idea.
And let's do that now so we don't keep floating into the wall. Just hold it. The thing is not to press the one button on the other side. You're doing fine. That's okay. Oh, I haven't rowed in a while.
All right, so, yeah, right. Yeah,
there we go. I tell you, I used to be up there in the Poconos doing this kind of thing. You ever go up there?
Isn't it down?
Well, down from here, sure. Down from here.
Yes,
but the mountains are always up. What's that? That's not a carcass? Disappointing.
Carcass,
I thought we'd seen one already. You see, I hope you're capturing this. Look at these muscles. Like the movie Magic Mike, isn't it? Am I splashing you?
No, it's good.
Okay.
Doing great.
It's the only rule. Don't splash. You gotta be like Greg Louganis out here. Right in. Oh, this is, I should have been paddling the whole time. It's a little faster. Isn't it? Oh my gosh. So you got that show, Jenny. Anything else coming up?
I specifically have a play coming up called You Blew It, and it's part of the Gameplay Festival at the Brick. And I play a sort of demented Vanna White character in a ill-fated game show in 1975.
Ah, that's terrific. I probably got some good costumes in there.
Yes. You write it, too?
I did not write it. Well, it's kind of a collaborative effort, a little bit, because it was a loose plot, and the writer-director, Jeff Lewandzik, he's a genius, he's a mastermind, but I like the way he works. It's almost like Mike Lee in his writing style, because he gets input from all of the actors in the cast.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
That's coming up then? Well, how do you find it, though, juggling all these different things?
I've been doing it ever since I came to New York City in 98, so it's just kind of what I do.
Just a dream? Just a suitcase and a dream? Is that what it was? Oh, where'd you come from?
I come from the middle of Michigan, right outside of Flint.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, I was just out in Detroit.
Mm-hmm. What were you? What were you? sort of the same kind of city. What were you doing out there?
Oh, I just I go around to. Oh, there's a nice bag, nice trash bag. I go around with part of my job at Come Flyer With Me, the nation's premier a hander outer of flyers for the comedies and musicals up on Broadway, and they send me to conferences and that kind of thing, and so I was out there just doing that and checking things out. It was a lovely time. I don't have much more to offer you on the state of Michigan, but I hope to go back soon. And you had a good time there? Were you a troubled teen?
I was not a troubled teen. I have nothing else to say about that.
End of story. How am I doing, Marie?
You're doing great.
Kind of impressed, aren't you?
All right, up here we could go left to definite carcasses, or we could go right and go out more to, like, the open bay, and we'll go past, like, a recycling plant, and maybe this guy, this other guy that plays on the...
Oh, you know the other fellow? You never see this guy? He sits down there at Lowe's and he plays the trumpet. Maybe we can get a duet.
That's wild.
How far is that going to be, you think?
Well, it's actually on the other side of that. See that bridge that's covered up there?
Oh.
It's on the other side of that bridge. Lowe's is on the other side of that bridge.
Well, maybe we'll go see a carcass, and then we can walk over and play trumpet sometime. Jenny really wants to see a carcass. That's... And so far, this has been remarkably not as disgusting. I don't want to count my chickens or my rat carcasses before they hatch or explode, but you know what I'm saying? I'm not sure how the saying goes. Now, we're okay here, huh?
Yeah.
It's kind of a lovely day. I never want to take this paddle out of the water, though. I don't want it back in the boat. What's that? Oh, that's just another blob. A lot of those, just oil and things. And they're things that bubble up from the bottom, Marie? All right, well, we'll see. If we have to go into silent mode, that's okay to get the carcass. If we have to go into silent mode to get...
No,
what was that? What's that little red thing over there?
I don't know.
Coca-Cola, maybe.
Balloon.
Oh, a balloon. '98? That's when you came here.
Mm-hmm.
So, Marie, you're up there in Yale. You come down, you live in New York?
Yeah, I still live in Brooklyn.
All right.
I just go up there in the middle of the week.
That's good. Give them what they need and get back to where it's real.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which pizza place do you like up there?
I don't remember. What are those ones that
oh,
are sort
of... Oh, boy.
Like, yeah, I'm not good.
You're betraying your time up there.
It's like where they invented pizza or something, though, right?
Yeah, something like that.
I
it's
like
okay.
I like that place where they invented hamburgers. Go there?
I didn't go there.
Louis' Lunch?
Oh, no, I didn't go there. But I'll choose a pizza over a loose meat sandwich sometimes. You know what's nice? I'll tell you, just supporting a Gowanus business, that old Monty's place. It's one of the oldest Italian restaurants in the neighborhood.
Oh, really?
And they make a nice pizza there.
Are they sponsoring the show?
I hope to gain their sponsorship. They'll sponsor the after party. Oh, that's terrific. Another future sponsor of the show. Wouldn't that be nice? I could just row over and get my groceries.
You see a lot of on all the, like, the Newtown Creek and the Gowanus Canal is just like the butt end of trucks. It's like the back end of a parking lot along so much of the New York City waterfront.
Sure. You know what I sometimes find a little erotic, though, are the rear ends of airplanes.
Really?
Yeah, they look kind of nice. Check it out sometime. They look like what?
Sort of like a butt and a penis put together.
Sure. Erotic.
What's that profile again? That's your name?
Black Mayonnaise, 57, at GowanusSingles.net. Check me out. I like to go out for pie. We'll go to the airport. Oh, this seems like a bad idea. Like the end of a bad idea.
This is the grotto.
This is the grotto. The fabled grotto. For years, teens have come here.
I think I see a carcass.
Oh, blessed. The thing
mission accomplished. Okay.
Well, just maybe I'll make it from my end so that we can get
a nice propeller there. That would have made this trip a little faster.
Is that what I think it is?
Where?
What? Right there.
Where?
I'm pointing. I don't want to be lewd.
I think it's a big condom. And that looks like a tiny little Gowanus penis. Lewd. No, I think it's an old prophylactic.
I told you,
teens come down here and enjoy it.
Are teens that? That was a magnum.
That was a massive condom. That looks like it was just a water balloon. Well, now we're just
the reservoir tip.
Thank you. Vividly described. There you go. Are you worried that's going to eat wood? Oh, it's beautiful under here.
Look,
what is that thing? What's that thing?
Where?
That, like,
white thing?
This thing right there. It's just flopping around a little.
Really?
Some little bug. Oh, I think that we'll probably save it by running over it with the boat. It's on your side, Jenny. Well, this is disgusting. Is it a perfect time to play for you? Would you like to play? All right. Well, here, let me take this back. And, again, take a deep breath. Marie, you okay?
No, the prophylactic has got me in the mood.
Well, play something romantical. Very nice. That was lovely. Lovely. It's okay to put the spit valve in the Gowanus here. Only adds to it. That was terrific. That sounded nice, didn't it?
That was beautiful.
You could just...
What song was that?
Guilty.
Guilty. That's a good word. There's some pretty reflections under here.
It's not so bad.
No, this is nice. You see why it's earned its reputation.
Getting some great shots.
That's good. That makes for some pretty good podcasting. Should we do this? All right, Jenny, I'm going to give you back the mic so I can paddle it out here.
Let's do it.
And then we'll... I want to see that condom one more time. There we go.
Where's the condom?
It's right over here. What is that, starboard? Whisked away in the swirl of my paddle. So many condoms have. Yep. That one's growing legs, that Bob. Well, enchanting isn't the word for it.
Intoxicating, maybe?
Yeah. Definitely mildly irritating to the skin. Now see, where'd your buddy go? Popped. Carcass popped.
That is definitely a carcass over there. Yeah.
How come I still don't see it? The one all the way over?
By that cement triangle.
Oh, yeah, I see. Fur. Got a little fur. That's all right. A little bit like the River Styx for the rats, isn't it? Trying to cross. Is that how that works?
That's not how it goes. They got to get in a boat to get across, is what I'm saying. You know,
let one in the boat and see how it works.
Let's not say we did.
You can pick it up with your paddle.
You ever do that?
Pick a dead thing up.
What's the ethical dilemma there? If you see a live beast, let's say a rat, let's say a possum, whatever it is, and it's struggling in the Gowanus. You're out here on one of your romance cruises.
Yeah.
What do you put the paddle out and bring him into the boat?
No, I don't think so.
No. Just let him go.
Yeah.
All right. We're all on the same page on that, I think. I should have asked that question earlier. How long do you think you can do this, Marie?
You mean like...
That's a nice little installation there. Seeing like little, what are they, like caulk tubes that have been hung up
in a voodoo ritual.
In a voodoo ritual? Or the worst wind chimes of all time?
Too far apart.
Real far apart, made of plastic.
These would be like 100 mile an hour wind against them hit each other.
Boy, some of these really are spectacular. The globs floating, looks like they have just beautiful colors on them, don't they? But Marie, what I'm saying, it's been a how long? 7 year, 5 year project? What did you say?
It's my seventh summer doing it.
Seventh summer. And you think you're going to keep going?
Well, yeah, I think it would be cool to do it for years and years. Like, you know, when I'm 60 or something and the whole waterfront will change and
sure.
The boat will look different and I'll look different and it'll be like, you know, like, it'll be cool to look at pictures from 2005 and then like,
I was distracted by the leaf because it looks as if it's not just moving by the wind. It looks like something's driving it from underneath.
Maybe there's a little sludge and creature dragging it
off. Well, I think that's terrific that you found something you can do for your career, your life.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny, you found something too. It's a little bit of everything, isn't it? Boy, this is a very satisfying way to conclude the season. Everyone's doing what they want to do.
The taping of the final episode, though, I thought you had already put it in the can.
Well, you know, here's what happened. That's episode 29 of the season. I really like to go out with episode 30. And I knew that we could do this nice hot summer day. So I said, well, let's extend it a little. Give it a little summer bonus. And just to mark it here, be out in a boat. Two nice ladies.
Some carcasses. Used condom.
A used condom and a trumpet. Let's just call that that's what I want to be doing. I can do this till I'm 60. We're okay.
We're just getting high off these fumes.
Yeah, this feels good. I feel good. I feel better than I have. Well, do you want to take it into the dock there,
yeah,
Marie?
Yeah, let's do it.
Anything else you want people to know? About the project, about what you're doing?
Just that Dale's a great paddler.
Thanks.
He's a great first mate.
Listen up, ladies. Need some paddling done around the house. I'll come over. Is there other waterways you want to go to?
Yeah,
dream waterway?
My dream waterway.
Sure. Like the Thames?
I would love to... I don't know, maybe go all the way down the Hudson or something? Or...
There we go.
Maybe all the way down the Erie Canal, do a really long trip.
Oh, that sounds
some,
fun.
Some, like, historic New York waterway.
Yeah.
Or, no, you know what? There's also, like, there's an underground river that supposedly goes under Hartford, Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
And it's so big that you can sail through it.
That's what I want to be. That's what I want to see you do.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
I was going to volunteer for it, but I want to see you do it. But if you need a paddler... You know my skills.
I can learn some maritime songs.
There we go. Jenny's ready to go, too.
Maritime songs. That would be awesome. They'd sound great under there, too.
And Jenny, you got your website. Anything else coming up? We covered a lot of it.
Yeah.
Well, just continued success in all that you do. It's so wonderful.
Thanks, you too.
Do I need to be prepared for anything here, Marie, as we enter?
I think we can just...
Here, I'll take it back there.
Nudge up against the side.
You want to nudge up? It's disconcerting when our ledge is gone. Here we come, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for sticking around. Enjoying the refreshments.
You know
Okay. You want me to do anything?
I'm all right. I'll come back. I'm going to take us back this way.
All right. Well, listen, hey, why don't I sign off, and then I'll just thank you guys for doing this.
All right, sure.
This is terrific. Thank you, Jenny Harder, and we'll put the stuff on the website. And Marie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, how about that, folks? We got out of there okay, and what a time we had out there on the Gowanus. My thanks to everybody for tuning in and listening. And remember, you can listen on iTunes, where you can rate and review us and share us via the ping. And you can always listen in on DaleRadio.com, too. And check there, by the way, for important updates as the summer progresses with things happening and special surprises of that kind of nature. Now, till next time, I'll be building a homemade pontoon out of empty whiskey bottles and extra-large prophylactics. Now, let's get back to that great music that we all enjoy. Oh, my goodness, a lot of people came together to make this season possible, and my thanks go out to all of them, including the folks behind the Season 4 take on the theme song, originally composed by Steve O'Reilly at Engine Sound. This version is arranged by Lisa Mezzacapa and John Finkbeiner, performed by Lisa Mezzacapa and VJ Anderson, recorded, mixed, and mastered by John Finkbeiner at New Improved Recording in Oakland, California. Thanks also to the following generous, good-looking, and fun at parties friends of the program: Cole Akers, Miranda Banks, Rachel Baer, Stefan Bodeker, Hannah Bowes, the Brain Flutter Foundation, Melissa Broder, Adam Bronstein, Justin Carroll, Tom Carroll, Amy Chang, John Charles, Denisha Christie, Rachel Turner, Pamela Clapp, Julie Cummings, Amanda Duarte, Emily Elson, Dan Engber, Alex Estrovis, Sydney Erickson Feinstein, Lauren Fitzgerald, Aaron Gabbard, Tanya Glanz, Jay Harlow, Betty Jo Hallett. My goodness, this is a lot of beer. Thank you. This is outstanding. Meredith Hudson, Melissa Yeager-Miller, Steve Lambert, Daniel Lee, Maura Madden, Shauna McGarry, Michelle Meggett, George Knocktree, Peter Knocktree, Susan Newberry, Aaron Nichols, Steve O'Reilly, Ann Philbin, Elizabeth Eva Rossoff, Gabe Roth, Rebecca Rothbaum, Trinidad Ruiz, Jacqueline Skaggs, Shannon Stratton, Joel Tompkins, Karen Weber, Gabe Weiser, Will K. Wilkins, Brian Ye, and 10 anonymous friends. Thank you all very much.